Today, we left off in the middle of the story of Rabbi Akiva, who asked for pay, and they didn't give him pay, and he asked for all kinds of different things that the person said he doesn't have. After Yom Tov, he went and brought him his pay, plus three camel loads of food and drink and sweets. And then he asked Rabbi Akiva, we are up to the middle of the first paragraph of Don Lekavskos, which is a very long paragraph. When you said to me, give me my pay, what did you accuse me? Maybe you bought some merchandise cheap. You asked me for animals, and I said, I don't have. What did you accuse me of? He said, Amarti Shema Muskaris Biarachirim. Maybe you rented it to others. What did you accuse me of? Maybe it is rented out to others. Maybe you didn't take Paris. And Reb Chaim adds, also in Paris, you're not allowed to give a person Paris that are not Meiser. Why didn't he Meiser it then? Maybe he couldn't. I have no pillows and covers. Maybe you donated everything to Shemayim. I swear, Kachaya. That's what it was. I donated all my nechassim because of Hukras, my son, because he didn't learn Taira. So I wanted a schus. Shabbat said to my very bedarim, the kira would call the dara, they were matrin. V'atak shem shidatani lekap schus, and mokim yod oitzel the schus. The punish them should be done you the schus also. And now he's going to bring on more stories of Don Lekap schus. I want to speak out something here. The question is, what's shot in that? I thought he was going to cover it, but I see he doesn't. What is the shot? Oh, he's going to cover it at the end, so we'll let him do, Reb Chaim do his thing. But Tani Rabbana. Ma'isa b'chassid echad shabod ariva echad b'ras Yisrael. So it was a chassid who redeemed a girl from Goyim, with a mullen, and at night, yishkiva tachas margalaisav. He had her sleep at his legs, meaning in the same room, in the same bed. L'mokha yard v'tavo. The next morning, he went to the mikvah. Mishonel Taminov, and he learned. Amalah, because they were Machpon and Trilas Ezra, they didn't learn unless they went to the mikvah. Amalah, Mishosh,
he lived with her?
What?
He lived with her?
He did not live with her. So Amalah, Mishosh, Shaltiel, Pachas, Margolos, and Malach Shatani, what did you accuse me of when I had her sleep in the same room? Amar Hashem, yes, Bonu Talmud, and Bonu Glarebi. You didn't trust us with her. So therefore, you wanted her with you, obviously in a place that it wasn't Yichud. But you wanted to make sure that we're not going to bother her. So she arrived him at Tavalti, but the next morning I went to the mikvah, the Mechash Nadani. Amarnu Shem ibn Teirech Aderech Irikar L'Rebbe. The Gemara says multiple times that travel can cause carry. So we thought, you traveled, you had a carry. Amalei Avoy de Kachoye, that's what happened. V'atam Shem Shidatonu L'Kavzchus, Amokim Yod Neskum L'Kavzchus. Because if you weren't down the Kavos Chos, you would have accused them of living with her. Tana Rabbana Pamechad Huchuk Tavarechad Tambi Zachachamim. Eitza Matrinu Seachad. They needed something from a matron, Shekog Deilad Raimi Mitzuri Netzlah. She was available to all the senators of Rome. Amru Mi Eilach, who's going to go? Amru Lam Rabbi Shuvan Eilach. Halach Rabbi Shuvan Tambi Zah Rabbi Shuvan went with the students. Kibi Shagir the Pesach Beitzah. Chalat Srilin Baruchig Arba Amas. He took up a Srilin four Amas away. The nichnas, and he went in, and all had done his name, and he closed the door. So Reb Chaim is right away bothered what happened to the Isser Yichud. He says, "I have been ila ba'alma b'lim of tayach." He did not lock the door. Shem loyken yeroi mikach Yichud mutter. The malkim kuvach nefesh. This was a shayla of kuvach nefesh. We quite don't know b'zachreinim have a shayla. Is Yichud mutter? Is that considered a b'zrayi to gila arayas, which is not mutter by kuvach nefesh? So he says it's a shayla of achreinim, and we don't want to get involved in that. So we'll say that Yeshua did not lock the door, he just closed the door. Anybody could ever walk in, and therefore it's not Yichud. After she got to yard, the tabu b'shanu l'taminim. He went to the mikvah, then he taught his taminim. Amar lo, b'shanu shakalatzi tzulim. Mechash yishtani, if I took up my tzulim, what did you think I was going to do? Amar nuk sabi rebi lo yichnusu k'duvi k'dusha b'makam tumma. You didn't want to take tzulim into her room. Shoshin alti b'mechash yishtani when I closed the door. Amar nuk shemid var malkas esh beinu l'beinu. Maybe there are secrets royal secrets. So she arrived to be devoted by Stana. A man who said, Nitsa Chinura Pipiyav Gunav Sharebi. Spit, you reached your clothing and it's Matame. Midrabanan, a guy spit is Matame. And he was Zor in Tyrus. Amalam, Avaida Kahoya. It's exactly what happened. Vatam Shem Shadaton of the Schus. Hamakim Yod Neskam the Schus. And we will continue Mesh Hashem on Thursday morning. We are on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom, the beginning of the line. Gemara said before that Beis Mumbas HaMelech used to be Noyeg Tumim Tara by snow. So we're going to explain that, even though it's not in the game, it's not just needed directly, but it's part of the story, so we explain it. Tumim v'tara b'shlogim. They were Noyeg, I'm sorry, I really started the word before that. Noyegim tumim v'tara b'shlogim. They were Noyeg tumim v'tara by snow. Tanar Hasam. Sheleg, the Mishnah says, Sheleg ein eloi oichub eloi maska. It's not a food, and it's not a drink. Tishav olav v'achila, ein ematama tumim v'sochlim. Even if he wants to eat snow, it doesn't become a food item. Food items become tamei with the size of a kebaya. Snow can never be a food item. Chishava lemashkin, if he decided he wanted to drink the snow, meaning melt it and drink it, metamitumas mashkin, because in essence, shelik can be a liquid. It can never be a solid. Nitma mitzasoi, loy nitma kuloi. If part of the snow became tamei, unlike water, if you touch part of the water, the whole water becomes tamei. It's not different units. It's one item of water. By snow, if you touch part of the snow does not become tamei the whole thing. We view the snow as separate. Nitra mitzasai, nitra kuloi. However, if you retire part of it, and the way you retire it, I'll show in a second, the whole thing becomes tar, which is a contradiction. Because if you view it as one unit, then tuma should spread to the whole thing. And if you don't view it as one unit, how could Tara spread to the whole thing? We'll get to that in a moment. But how are you Matara snow? The answer is, no food can ever become tar. If food becomes tamei, there's no way to make it tar. Kalim can become tar if you take it to the mikvah. Most kalim. Food can never become tamei. Can never become tar. Water is the exception. You can't kaivu water, but you can do hashaka. What happens is, when you touch water to mikvah water, the water joins the mikvah, and it becomes mikvah water, and mikvah water is automatically tar. There's no tvila. It's not like I immerse it in water, and it's matar the water. I touch the water to the mikvah water, it becomes hashaka, and it becomes part of the mikvah. Part of the mikvah automatically makes it tar. So now, if the sheleg became tamei, a dead sheretz touched part of the snow, only that part is tamei, the rest of the snow is tar. However, if I touch the snow to a mikvah, the whole bowl of snow becomes tar. In fact, the Gemara Hagufa Kasha. You start off saying that it doesn't spread, it doesn't become the whole thing tamei. And then you say, Nitma Mitzasa Nitma Kula. Right? How can it be? Remember the Nitma Kulai. Now the Gemara's problem is, right, how can it be Nitma Kulai? Well, let's put it this way. The Gemara's problem is not the problem of why that works. The Gemara, that Rashi will explain why that's not a contradiction.
What's the contradiction?
It's not a contradiction.
What's the apparent contradiction?
The apparent contradiction is, by Tumma, we say you touch part of the snow, the whole snow doesn't become tamei. And by Tar, you touch part of the snow to the mikvah, the whole thing becomes tar. But that's not going to be a contradiction. What bothers the Gemara is, how did the whole snow become tamei? If you touch part of the snow, the rest of the snow is not tamei. If it says you have to be retired the whole snow, that means the whole snow became tamei. How did the whole snow become tamei? Usually, things become tamei when a sheretz touches part of it. Here you're telling me touching part of the snow does not make the whole snow tamei. So how did the snow become tamei that you have to be matar the whole thing? a factual question. How did the whole snow become coming? So the Gemara, let me finish the Gemara. Remember the Nitma Kulay? Are you going to say it's all Tamei? I'm Rabbi Gotevira Avitaner. You pass the snow on the in the airspace of a Taner of Cheres. Kli Cheres, we've had this, is Matama Mavirai. It's Matama in airspace. So if you take snow and pass it through a oven of Cheres, anything included there becomes Tamei. See, by touch touches part of something. And if you tell me Nitma Mitzasulai, Nitma Kulai, how did the whole snow become Tamei? But if you put it into the airspace of a Kli Cheres, it all becomes, it could have said Oil Hameis, the same thing. It means the whole thing was in the place of Tumah, therefore it all became Tamei. So now if I touch part of it to the mikvah, it all becomes Tahar. What?
But if only half of it was liquid.
Then only half would become Tamei. The Torah eats a Kli Cheres. I feel like Mali Chardo. Meaning, Kli Cheres is Metamei in airspace. Even if you have a Kli Cheres full of mustard seeds. So only the outside layer of the mustard seeds touches the Kli Cheres. Doesn't make a difference. The whole, anything in it. Let me explain. Usually, this is a Rishon, so this is a Sheni, so this is a Shlishi. Now, they have mustard seeds. One mustard seed touches the wall, touches the next mustard seed, touches the next mustard seed. Why are they all Tameh? The answer is, it's not becoming Tameh because of touch. Becoming Tameh by being the airspace of the Keli. They're all in the airspace of the Keli, so they all become Tameh. That's why it says, even if it's full of mustard seeds, which is, they're not all touching the walls, but they become Tameh of the airspace of a Kli Cheres. Now Rashi will explain about the other thing, if you don't mind waiting for the Rashi. So Rashi. Tyra. No Rashi. There. Rashi starts Mekoyim. No, we did that already too. I'm in the wrong spot. That helps. Chishav Olaf. Rashi's pretty far up. I mean, about 25 lines up. Chishav Olaf. The Karev Uli is Maske Yaisam Yaichol. It is closer. What? Chishav Olaf. It's about 25 lines up. The beginning of a line. Chishav Olaf. Chishav Olaf, the Karev Uli is Maske Yaisam Yaichol. It is more closer to be a liquid than a food. Lai Nitma, the Eina Chibor. We don't view the snow as an attachment. It'll cold court every piece. I don't know what else to say.
Flake.
What?
Flake.
No, flake doesn't mean that. Okay. But they asked me a question. Vein, the Tami Amakam Magatoma. And it only in the Tami, the place of touch. Nitamik Tzasai, and Chishavala Vlamashka. Menit Matumas Mashkim. And it became Tumma like liquid. Salkali Hashaka B'mikvah. You can do the Hashaka, the touch to the mikvah. Kishar Mayim, like other water. This is not called tivling the water. No food or liquid can become tar in a mikvah. Like Sib Tvilah Adam Bekeli. Only people in Kalim can become tar in a mikvah. A yayin or wine, Loisha Maska, and any other drink. Elam Tara have no Tara. Ella Bamayim. Only water. Ella Mayim, it should say. And it's not because of Trila, but it is called like you planted the water. It's called Hashaka Zeria. The Chimashik Lahu, when you touch the water to the mikvah water, Havilu Chibur Mayim, should be Kli, in Mea Mikvah. You're touching the water in the Kli to the water of the mikvah. Ubatilalu Legabayu, and it's bottled towards the mikvah, Kedidnan. Shasile Truma Shinitmu. It's like planting. Now, you take Truma and you plant it into the ground, it's Tameh. The Shaslam, and you planted it, Taru Melatameh, it becomes Tar. Planting makes it Tar. You can plant into the ground, and you can plant water in water. That's what Rashi is telling me. Alma Matar Luzriya, Umayim, Bemayim, Zuizriyasam. You see, planting can make Tar, and water into water is called planting. That's the Inyan of Hashaka. I make it part of the greater thing. We do it all the time in a mikvah. We have a bar of rainwater, and we touch it to tap water, and the tap water becomes a mikvah. How does the tap water become a mikvah? You need rainwater. Hashaka, it touches, and therefore, since it touches, it becomes a mikvah. It becomes mikvah water.
How do you touch
it to a mikvah? It's in a keli, not snow on the ground. Nita mitzah says le nogla maima bepiatli. Nita kulai. Umetitani, nita kulai mechlau den tamme kulai. Vehechim iskagas le nogla tumma bekulai. It seems that nobody seems to be bothered why for Tara is it considered attached and for Tumma it's not. That doesn't seem to bother anybody. Could be it's rabbinic and therefore it works this way. But the question is, how did it ever become Tameh if it only Tummy to touch where it touched? Shavira l'shelag al avritaner, b'sheretz b'toychoy, the nitma b'avri klicheres, became Tameh from the airspace of a klicheres. Everything in the keli becomes Tameh. V'afilu motel molo yichardo, she'ein negeya b'taner, el gagarim she'etz lotzvanus, only the seeds, the mustard seeds that are near the walls are touching. Avilahi, kuloi tamei minahavir, it's all tamei. Yes, doctor.
Go back to the very beginning. I'm very sympathetic.
Does anyone
tie shelag as I? Did you see
anybody? I didn't see anybody tie shelag. I always tie shelag as snow and I didn't look around.
I'm aware of that. I do too. But, this is much easier to explain as I.
I don't know why.
Because ice and salt can be easily placed into a chairs can be easily placed into a mental system, whereas the thermal inertia of snow is almost non-existent and will melt.
Again, I didn't see anybody touch it anyway.
So the answer is no.
I didn't see anybody touch it snow either. I mean, I don't know what Rabbeinu touches it, art snow. I assume he touches it, it's snow. That's how it is. Ice has a different word. Kfar, kefir, kfar is ice. Kairach, karchai is ice. It doesn't say, it never caught it that way. In my limited, very limited knowledge, I've never seen shelag translated as ice.
The only reason I remark is because all the various maneuvers which are being discussed, it's actually much easier to understand with ice.
I would have a harder time understanding it with ice, but it's like my level of my rib because, again, shelag means snow.
The answer is no.
Right. Dr. Mishra,
Rabbi.
Yes.
Can I ask a quick question before we leave this? Is this entire argument or line of thinking about when we use Sheleg as a mashka only and not as a food?
But they're saying that Sheleg can never be a food in Halacha.
Well, what about a snow cone? What about a snow cone? People give a treat. They actually flavor essentially snow, and they don't do it for thirst quenching purposes. They give it as a dessert.
Halachically, we don't treat it like snow. I hear your question. Nobody ever gave me a snow cone. I'm just joking, but that's not the point. I don't know the answer to your question. Except to say to Chazal, the fact that if it melts into water, it never stays solid. I mean, unless you put it in a freezer. But it never stays solid on its own. It's really a liquid.
Neither does cotton candy or other stuff. I mean,
right. I don't know if cotton candy would be considered a food either. I'm not sure. You're right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sugar food?
Well,
sugar.
Sugar is food. Sugar doesn't melt unless you put it in the water.
Why isn't cotton candy?
Well, that's water.
This is heated.
I think cotton candy, if you leave it alone, melts. I'm not sure. No, it doesn't. I have no idea. I can't tell you. Again, yes.
One other question just occurred to me. When you travel in snow, it has to be 40, if I remember correctly, it has to be 40 of snow around.
No. You're not traveling in snow. Nobody ever mentioned that.
Okay.
You take a bucket of snow and touch it to the mikvah water, a regular mikvah.
Well, it's still a mikvah.
That's a different story. You know, we're not learning Hilchos Mikvahs now.
I'm just trying to clarify the idea of connection.
Why not? You have a bucket of snow, and you touch it to the mikvah.
That area can melt right away.
Again.
Yeah. That's what I said, the thermal inertia.
Okay. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Now, I want to give a disclaimer here. The physical facts are very difficult. Very, very difficult. I understand from Rabbi Kleiman that Rabbi Nowartsko also struggles with the physical facts. I can't answer the physical facts. I can only read the Gemara and read them the way the Gemara understood the physical facts and explain the Gemara, which I don't think is hard once you assume the Gemara's physical facts. The questions that will come about is, are the physical facts true? I don't think that today they're true. Whether it was different in those days than this days wouldn't shock me. But again, I can only read the Gemara, and I can only translate what I see and what I read in Rashi. And no, Rashi or Tysus doesn't seem to be bothered by the physical facts here. But usually, if Rashi would have pointed out or said he doesn't understand, he has no problem understanding this. I do, and I was hoping the Rabbeinu Artsko would come up with some kind of explanation. He does not. Again, I've heard that from several hundred times from you, but I'm going to learn the Gemara without... I'm going to learn the Gemara just straight. I never saw that subsaver inside, and until I see it inside, I'm not going to use it in any way, in fashion or form. Okay, Dr. Mishnah. Masloi masu chachamim b'isha. The chachamim made a muscle, a parable, by a woman. They described her body parts as a cheder, haprusder, v'aliya. The way they translated the woman's body parts, or there is a room, the room is the womb, the uterus, and the in front of it is the vaginal canal, which is the prisoner, the pathway, right, the hallway that gets you from the room to the outside. And on top of that is a second floor, which I believe is the bladder, I believe, and blood usually comes from the womb straight into the prisoner, out of the woman's body. But sometimes can come from the aliyah through a lull, a slight window, open window, which, again, is difficult because there is no opening between the bladder and the vaginal canal. Again, that's problem number one, in fact.
But that, according to the bladder, makes it, why can't you call it a pocketing, an out-pocketing?
What does Archko say?
Upper cavity.
Fine, call what you want. There's still no opening between that upper cavity and the vaginal canal that I know of. Some want to say it's a fistula, which means it's an infection that caused an opening or something like that. Again, I'm just reading the Mishnah. I will translate it. The Mishnah has an upper cavity. I'll have that. I'll accept that. And there's an opening between the upper cavity and the vaginal canal. Now, again, I'm giving you what Rashi says. I cannot back this up with any x-ray fact. And that is, Rashi says that the vaginal canal extends from, it's a canal that goes beyond the opening out of the body. In the body, it extends on both sides of the woman's opening out. That means it goes from the uterus. Let me just give me a minute to try to explain. It goes from the uterus, and then in the middle of that canal is an opening to the outside of the woman. And it extends on the other side, and the opening from the upper cavity is on the other side of that opening of the body. So art school has a picture that, if anybody at art school has a picture there, that there is the cheder, that's the uterus. Art school calls it the womb. And then has the vaginal canal. And you notice it has the vaginal canal going beyond the opening out of the body. It like turns on a 90-degree angle. Or it might not be 90 degrees, it might be 45 degrees, to go out of the body, but extends on the other side of that. And that's where the blood from the upper cavity could come. And it would be on the other side of that opening. So you have two sources where a woman could get blood, one from the uterus, one from the upper cavity, which is not Damdita, but it would usually be on two sides of the opening of the body. On one side you have coming from the uterus, and on the other side, if it's there, it might have come from the upper cavity because the uterus would go outside of the body before it got to the other side, if I explain it the way the picture says, the way Rashi explains it. Nimsa dam hacheder tamei, dam aliyah tahar. If the blood is from the uterus, that's nida. And if the blood is from the upper cavity, that's tahar. Nimsa b'preisner, what if you find it in the vaginal canal? Sveikai tamei. assume that it's Tamei, because it makes sense that it came from the uterus because that bleeds. The upper cavity is not supposed to have, it's not, doesn't commonly have blood.
On the
Benika cloth. Rashi. Hacheder v'aprutzer v'gemar mefarash hechikayim, the Gemara will explain how it works. Dama cheder tamei haidu mekar. That is the source of blood. We call that the uterus. Sveika tamei, misafik tamei tamei vadoes. Rashi says sveika tamei means definitely tamei. Shecheskasa b'mekar makzikin alei. We assume it came from the mekar. V'loyamina ma'aliyah asa. We don't say it came from the upper cavity. V'damim da'aliyah tahirim. V'miprutzer le'asi dam. The vaginal canal does not have any other source of blood. Ela dam cheder, with may aliyah pamim shem nechlasim the prisoner. And sometimes blood from the upper cavity can enter the vaginal canal. Sometimes, most of the time, the blood that's in the vaginal canal comes from the uterus. Enough so that according to the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, it's a definite tumah if she finds it in the vaginal canal.
Bypassing the vaginal canal, getting all the way up
into this lobe? Which is a very... No, she never gets into the lobe. If she checks in... Yeah, I guess so. Theoretically. I mean, I don't think it's possible for a woman to reach all the way to the uterus in the back. But I don't know. Dama cheder means if you know it came from the cheder, it's tameh. If you know it came from the lobe, it's tahar. If you don't know, assume it's from the cheder. That's what the Mishnah says. Dr. Gemara Weiter.
It's a
but Rashi says it's Tamei Vadai. We make her Vadai Nida. This is going to be the discussion in the Gemara. Is it a Safek? Is it a Vadai? But Rashi translates the Mishnah to mean Vadai. Yes. From the uterus.
It's produced in the uterus.
Correct. There's a lining of the uterus that forms in a woman every month. And that lining sheds, and that becomes the dam nida.
The tubes, I mean, the fallopian tubes are not involved at all?
I don't think so, no. No.
It's preparation, implantation.
Again, it's the uterine lining of the wall of the uterus that, for some reason, falls apart at one point or another, and that causes the period. It breaks down, correct.
It falls apart because of the hormonal changes which are occurring, which you have to memorize, which I did 40 years ago, during the cycle.
So the uterus has one opening where how does the egg get there?
From through the cervix, through the...
The egg. The egg goes from the ovary into the fallopian tube. Fertilization
usually
occurs in the
fallopian
tubes, but the implantation is in the uterus.
In fact, there are women that get pregnant and it stays in the fallopian tubes, and that's very dangerous.
Bad.
What?
The medical term for that is bad.
Yeah, it's bad. I said dangerous. Rami Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak Breid, Rabbi Yehuda, Tani Nida Bei Rav Huna. They learned Masechtas Nida in the yeshiva of Rav Huna. Ashkechinu Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Rav Huna found them. The Yasi the Ka'amri, and they were quoting the following. Hacheder mibifnim, the room, which is the uterus, is on the inside. Haprusder mibachutz, the canal is on the outside. V'aliyah, and the second floor, which we call the upper cavity, Benuyah Shtehen, is built on top of both of them, meaning built on top of the uterus and on top of the peruser. Below Pesuach ben Aliyah leperuser, it is a window between the upper cavity and the vaginal canal. Nemtzem and Halul ulufnim sveik etame. So therefore they said, if you find the blood on the vaginal canal towards the uterus, remember we said that the opening to the woman where she would do her bdika is in the middle of the vaginal canal. It's not at the end. So therefore, if she makes a left turn, I'm just picking a side, she's going towards the uterus. She does a right turn, she's going away from the uterus. So if she finds the blood towards the uterus side, sveika tamei. Min halul lechutz, sveika tahar. However, she makes a right turn and finds the blood, why would I assume it came from the uterus and ended up on that side?
So it's not like we learned the Mishnah.
Asa v'amalei lavua. So he comes and he says to his father, Rabbi Bar Avuna, he heard these two students of Ravuna saying this. So he came and he told his dad, Sveika Tamei Amit Lamar? Didn't you told them Sveika Tamei, that it's only a suffix, if depending where you find it? Because if it weren't a Vadai, you wouldn't say Sveika Tar. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah that we always assume it came from the Makar? And the Mishnah does not seem to differentiate which side it's on. Amaloi, anohachi kamina. This is what I said. From the lulu on the inside, it's for sure tame. Because that we assume came from the Makar. I did not say it's tahar like they said. I said it's tame, but it's not a vadai. Because once it's on the other side of the opening out of the body, there's a good chance that it didn't come from the makar. Because, again, how did it get to the other side of the body? Therefore, it becomes a suffix. It's a suffix nida. That's what I said. So meaning, they said over their halacha, they were not quoting Rav Huna. They never said Rav Huna said it. Rav Huna's son assumed it came from his father. He went running to his father and he said, hello. And he said, that's not what I told them. I did tell them that inside of the, on that side of the vaginal canal, it's a vadai, and on the other side I said it's a suffix. But I did not say suffix tar. That's what he told them. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, cheder mibifnim, uprusim mibichutz, shneim zeh tzuzeb oibe gufay. Two next to each other in the thickness of her body, in the width of her body. Cheder l'tzada chareha, the uterus to the back, uprusim l'faneha, and the vaginal canal before it. V'kais le'rechem l'mata be'emtza, and the opening of the womb, the opening of her body, I don't know what he types rechem. Rechem usually means womb, but here we're not talking about the womb, we're talking about the opening to her body. Be'emtza pruzder. This is where Rashi says, it's in the middle of the vaginal canal. V'derech sham damim yaitzim. That's how the blood comes out of the body. V'lu pasuach. V'tmei aliyah born l'pruzder derech halol. And through the lo, this little window, the blood of the upper cavity enters the vaginal canal. Nimta b'prustim and alulu l'snim l'tzaracheder. If it's found towards the uterus side, say katame. Dimaliyasa, if it came from the upper cavity, min alulu l'chutzi b'yleleishtukucha, you should have found it on the other side of the opening. Donki nachas min alulu l'prustim klapi chutzu yairin. Because the opening from the upper cavity towards the outside, not towards the uterus side, so the other side of the body opening. Right? V'yaitza derech yitzia. V'ayna chayzul tzadach areha. Wouldn't go to the uterus side. So therefore, why would I even think it comes from the uterus side? V'kama baruch v'alei tamihavi. The Gemara is going to ask, why is it a suffix? If it's on the uterus side, what makes you think it is a possibility that it came from the upper chamber? V'amayik t'ani sveika tamay. That's going to be the Gemara's problem. But the Gemara is saying, halachically, she's vadai tamei, because we assume that the blood came from the uterus, not from the upper cavity. The Gemara is going to ask, why are you even considering that as a possibility? But we'll worry about it when we get to the Gemara. So he went to his father, sveika tamei, v'loi vadai, v'titani min alul l'chut sveika tar. They meant sveika tamei as a suffix. They didn't mean vadai. Because the raya, as they said on the other side, they use the same term, sveikai, and they say tar. So to these two amaroim, the students of Rav Huna, they view this whole thing as a suffix. Wherever you find the blood in the uterus, in the vaginal canal, no matter which side of the body opening, we have no idea where it came from. Except, on one side, there's a greater assumption that it came from the uterus, and on the other side, there's a greater assumption that it didn't come from the uterus. No, nobody is a vadai nida here. But we say, go by what the majority would tell us. And the majority tells us on the uterus side it's nida, and on the other side it's not, but it's a suffix. It's not 100%. We're not saying it's a vada nida. We're saying both cases are suffix. In one case we paskin tame, and in one case we paskin tar. We paskin tame because that's the logical source, and on the other side we paskin tar because that's the logical source.
But if it's the rice, so what should salt? nida derisa, right? 100%.
But it just logic tells us that raiv, it came from there, not from here. We go by raiv. The chances are that on the one side of the vaginal canal, it didn't come from the nida because it would have left the body, because the opening out of the body is before that side. Raiv. Exactly, right. So he went and asked his father, yes?
I'm trying to think it through, but as far as finding it on one side or the other, as has come up before in discussions in this respect, is sides of the vaginal wall are in contact with each other. So therefore, anything which is on the left would also be smeared on the right and vice versa.
The way the Gemara understands it, again, I'm only learning what it says. It seems to say that it would go out the opening before it gets to the other side. Meaning, if I had a hole middle of the table, and I was pouring from one side to the other, chances are it would go down the hole before it gets to the other side.
On the other hand, if you hold your hands together, I squirted some water in between your fingers, your right hand, your left hand would be wet.
Again, I'm just reading what it says here, and I'm moving on with that. The word chazaka, mechlal the tumah vados kamar. And he went to his father and he said, well, you taught them that? I mean, the Mishnah says vadai. But my mukmusla, leimin alo menosnev, leimin alo lechutz. According to the way they're saying, it's never vadai tumah. But he talked like a tumah vados. He blamed his father for what they said. I mean, blamed. He assumed that they were quoting his father. They were his students. And therefore he said to them, he said to his father, what are you going to do with the Mishnah?
Oh.
The Mishnah says, Vadai Tame. So he answered them, Minalolol of Nim, Vadai Tame. Umasnitsim, Minalolol of Nim. When the Mishnah said, Cheskasim and Amakar, the Mishnah is talking on the uterus side. And the other side, Svenkitame Litlois. Now I didn't say it's Tahar. I said it's Tame. Then it's a Suffolk. Why? Shari Shnei Damim Yaitzim Derek Sham.
So he does say there is not a
vadai
on the other side.
If it's on the right side, it's not a vadai, or the left side, whatever side you want to pick. But lo yedina mahayasa, the avagav deikil lachzuka b'dam aliyah. Even though, l'chayra, why aren't they right? Why don't we assume that it's from the aliyah, from the fact that it's on the other side? Because if it would be from the inside, wouldn't it, how would it make it to the other side? Wouldn't it leave through the hole in the middle that takes it out of the body? Now here Rashi gives you the reason. Why are we even considering that the blood on the right side came from the uterus? Again, I'm assuming the left side is towards the uterus and the right side is away from the uterus. I pick directions. Because she might have fallen forward. At that point, the blood flows quickly and won't go out the hole. It'll go to the other side. It'll jump the hole because she's facing forward. And she's facing forward, the blood, gravity, pushes the blood to move quickly that way and would be on the other side. It spreads across the whole prosder. The Sveikah Tomei, but Loyamin and Vadai Tahar. Okay, so this is Rav Huna's answer. I never told them what they said. They're learning that everything is a Suffolk, except in one case we say, you go to Chumra, because it makes sense that way. And in one case you say, you go to Kula, because it makes sense that way. I never told them that. I said on one side it's Vadai Nida, and on the other side it's Suffolk Nida. Why is it Suffolk Nida? Aren't they right? That probably came from the upper chamber. The answer is no, because a woman can bend forward, fall forward. I don't think she has to fall to the ground. Fall forward, and then the blood comes that way and skips over the opening and would be on the other side of the opening. That's what he told them. Zok de Gemara, Amar Abaya. So Abaya had trouble. Maishnam and Amolu chutz esvei ketamei, do meshach sumacheder asa. Why are you telling me than on the outside, Rav Huna. Why? I don't think Rabbi ever saw Rav Huna. I don't think Rabbi ever saw Rav Huna, but it doesn't make a difference. He's asking on Rav Huna. Why, if it's on the inside, you say Varai Tameh? I'm sorry, why on the outside you say Safik Tameh? Because maybe she bent forward, and therefore Mechei the Rus, and it came from the uterus. If she falls forward, it goes from the uterus over the opening into the other side of the vaginal canal. If she bends backwards, the blood would go from that side over to the other side. So just like you're assuming she might have gone forward, she might have leaned backwards. And when she leans backwards, the blood can go to the other side, so both sides should be a suffix. I don't get it. If you're viewing the fact, a regular woman that doesn't lean forward and doesn't lean backward, one side should be Tameh and one side should be Tar. But now you're telling me, no, the other side is also Suffolk Tameh. She might have leaned forward. So then the other side should be Suffolk Tameh also, not Farai neither. She might have leaned backward. If you're afraid that her body movements make things slow both ways, so women move both ways. If Rabbi doesn't understand Rabbi Suffolk. If you're building a psak on the fact that a woman leans forward, you should build a psak the same way that a woman might lean backward. And if she leans backward, it creates a suffix on the other side. So both should be suffix. Why is one more suffix than the other? Why is one vada and one suffix? Zaktabaya, is dakra niskapo l'tzadachareha. She leaned backwards, praktonis, as if she's on her back. What? I'm going to Rashi as Dakra. I did the Gemara. Aim is Dakra Maliasa. She leaned back and it came from the upper chamber. Rashi is Dakra. Niskafila Tarakareha. She stood back. She leaned back. Compactonis, like laying on the back. Shakarim, whatever word in French. Bikila Mamer, Malia Nakas Lepruster. Bahadul Nafik Venakas Lepruster, Derek Pesach Pesarechim. So why didn't it leave the body through the opening? Bikazil Tarakader. And it went to the other side of the vaginal canal. Just like you said, leaning forward jumps the opening, leaning backward jumps the opening. I don't get it. If you're treating the front as a suffix because it might have leaned forward, treat the back as a suffix because you might have leaned backward. So why is one a vadai and one a suffix? That's a biased question on Rav Huna. Elam Rabbi. You want to know what I hold? If you're going to start talking about a woman changing her position forward and backward, I think both are suffix nida. And if you're going to go with a regular and not assume of change of position of forward or backward, if you want to ask me what I think, you have to make up your mind. If you're going to consider her leaning forward, you have to consider her leaning backward. And therefore, there's no vadai nida, no matter which side she follows it on. And if you're not going to consider leaning forward and backward, so both are vadai. One's vadai tameh, and one's vadai tar. That's abaya. Basically, agreeing to what the other people had said. That not really, because they had said that on the front it's tar and be suffix. But what?
It's different. It's suffix,
yeah. Tar. Right. But it's the same idea that they went with that. If you're saying we don't assume that the woman leaned forward or leaned back, take a regular woman. She doesn't fall forward, she doesn't lean that back. What? That's not leaning forward her whole body, it's just her head. Okay, well, you know, I hate to say this. I mean, if she's in Egypt, they'll stop her from davening, you know what I mean?
I can't say I understand this Gemara. I really don't. When I asked you initially, where does the blood come from? Now it seems that they can come from two different places.
Again, I started this Gemara and I said, the Gemara assumes that there's an upper chamber that opens to the vaginal canal and can bleed at times.
So,
and you're asking me practically?
Yeah.
I started this Gemara and I issued a disclaimer. I have no idea. Okay. So I'm not any smarter than I was 20 minutes ago,
so that
or yesterday when I prepared this. By the way, it was very easy for me to prepare this, because since I don't know what I was talking about, it made it much easier. I didn't have to understand anything. It's when I have to understand things that I work on it to get it clear. Here, I didn't say right away. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I can type the Gemara or Safik Vada, but I have no idea physically what I'm talking about.
Well, they're talking about anatomically. They're not talking about Halacha Moshe Sinai.
No, they're talking anatomically. Except anatomically doesn't fit with our anatomically.
Because
it's not true. That's why, I mean, at least today, it's not true. Women's opening is not a middle of a vaginal canal, as far as I'm concerned, and we don't know what this upper chamber is. Again, I can't answer, but I don't know. See, I'll tell you where me and you...
Because you answered me before. No,
I did not answer you before this.
No.
So I told you women's blood comes from the uterus usually. But I said over here that the Gemara is considering something else. Let me explain something. The difference between me and you is you assume every question has an answer. I don't assume every question has an answer. There are many answers that I don't know. I mean, there might be an answer, but not that I have access to. You assume that I have the answer to every question. And therefore, you assume if I can't answer it, that means something's wrong. No, nothing's wrong, except I don't know the answers. Many things I don't know the answers to. There are more things I don't know the answers to than I do know the answers to. So therefore, the assumption you have that you'll get an answer from me is wrong. I don't know.
That's not knowing what you know and what you don't know.
Yes, always assume. Chazaka, I don't know. And then you can answer me the question. Yes, yes.
Points. I'm surprised you didn't answer much by just saying that the definition of blood of Dom Nida is blood which originates in the uterus per
correct.
Se.
I thought he understood that.
That is not the case. It is not Nada. However, if no one's putting a hysteroscope up there and taking a look in general cases, the Deacon's law is the Deacon's law.
Right.
The second thing is one of it's called fear if you want. But one of the things to remember is that sections of human beings, of cadavers, were very, very uncommon until certainly the 16th century, but really at least the 17th and 18th century, that the anatomical knowledge of the interior was gained by people like Galen and such like that by dissecting animals, dogs, pigs, things like that.
Again, you know, this is where we're going to disagree to the Metro Shem to 120. And I will say the Chazal had an exact knowledge of what they had to have knowledge on. They were not posking it based on false anatomical knowledge. And you'll quote me to some cipher, which I don't know where it is. And again...
Chasim Sefer is on this DOS. It is cited by the Aruch Shulchan. It's also cited
you give me an address. I need an address. I need an address. I need an address.
I can give you the address I got from ChatGPT.
Okay, please, I hate to say this. I've tried addresses from them, and they've never panned out. But that's not the point.
I have tried
that. Okay, fine. I need an address. Till then, I'm not going to even, to me, Chazal had an exact knowledge of what they said. And unless you show me that some cipher or somebody that quotes that some cipher, I will not operate with it. So therefore, today, I'm still going to Chazal had exact knowledge of what they had to know. Okay. I know that the Chazainish had exact anatomical knowledge and he of what happened. He used to tell doctors, I heard this from people that know firsthand, he used to tell doctors how to operate. So I guess, I don't know where he knew it from. I figure Chazal had a better knowledge of wherever he knew it from. They had a better knowledge of that.
There are stories on the Gra, there are stories on various people in Tufnolinais.
What?
Ain't some
again, I'm just saying Chazal were a trillion times bigger. So, again, I can only...
I am not debating that.
Right. Okay, I think this is going to go on in Mitzvah. I got another bunch of years to 120, so we can still argue about it. Tana Rebbe Gia. Dama nim to be prisoner, chayavin olav habiyas megdash, v'sarvin olav asatruma. He holds it's a vaday nida. He says, if you find blood in the prisoner, that is a vaday nida. Zuck Rashi. Did I catch up with Rashi too?
Which side of the
what?
Prusser has two walls or two sides.
The Gemara is going to explain that later. He doesn't explain himself. I don't know where I'm holding it, Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. You don't assume that the blood came the regular way. You think about things that might have happened. Kagan shachso, like bending forward, either you do senko, and they're both subject. the geheich of the mesapkim and alul lechutz, just like you're mesapik from the outside, the meshachs, maybe she bent down, ikilus ukinam and alul lefnem, the mesakra, maybe she leaned back. The magzik of the damkim and the galuchai, he assumed that the blood went its normal way. So like hashinon leimur shachs or leimur is dakra, we're not afraid. She bent forward or backward. Definitely came from the uterus. If it came from the upper chamber, you should have found it on the other side. The Mishnah said, stopping on the inside. We don't say she might have bent. It's a suffix to say, it's a suffix nida. Chayav and Olav, Reb Chiya says Chayav, im nichnas ul ha-migdash, the vaday tmeya. Kama mefarish, later on the Gemara will explain, im in alul ulefnim, iluchatz. Zog to Gemara, Reb Ktina amar, Reb Ktina says no. Ein chayav and Olav will be his migdash, vein svarf and Olav is a truma. She's not a vaday. She's not a vaday nida. Right, Reb Chiya said she's a vaday nida, and again, Reb Chiya did not identify which side. And Reb Ktina says, going on Reb Chiya, you say Vada Nida, I say Safik Nida.
Reb
Ktina, that's his name.
Often?
I mean, it's not the first time I met him, but again, I don't know. He's obviously not Rabbi and Rav. He's not quoted as much as Rabbi and Rav. Or Rav and Rav Yosef. I don't know. I can't tell you. You'd have to do a search on Eitzrach Achman. They'll tell you how many times his name is in the Gemara. Not that. They're accurate, Eitzrach Achman. Somebody, I needed a chazal. So I asked somebody who has Ayai. I didn't know where the chazal was. I was looking for a Gemara. I couldn't remember where it was. So he put it in. And they quoted the Gemara exactly accurate. They gave me two Marim Mekaymas, and none, both were wrong. I found the Chazal later. It was in the third place. But they quoted the Gemara exactly in Moshe Night. Exact. But they gave me the wrong Maramakim, so it didn't make a difference. I couldn't find the Gemara anyway. So I'm told also that they make up Mishnah Brurahs and things like that when they... Fine, we will stop here.